Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this off with the, he's been traveling. He was traveling last week. He was on site last week, but he's back home now. Joining us again from somewhere deep in the heart of Florida is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir?
I just finally, Bill, got in last night late. Got rushed up today, slayed a bunch of, paper dragons, administrative stuff, and, just ready to, hash out whatever you got for me, man. What are we doing today?
So was this a training gig or a filming gig? I know you do both.
Of what kind of gig?
Filming gig.
Oh, yes. Actually, it was all training. It was basically, 3 days. I did 3 days and ran some programs at the Arena Gun Club in Laredo, Texas, and they have an awesome website. Check them out, Arena Gun Club in Laredo. Real easy to find. And then the rest of it was off the map. You know, private kind of stuff. And,
right.
You know, the thing is, I was very... very appreciative of the client having briefed him, you know, that I was not 100%, but I did not feel it would have a negative influence on, you know, the mission goals. And he took me for my word, and we followed through, and everything worked out extremely well. And it's been a formula I've been working on for quite some time. And I gave him a heads up that basically I was going to do some things that he had not seen before and was certainly, you know, couldn't be familiar with because I've never done it. And
right.
It worked out. Everybody was very pleased. I was pleased because it was more, you know, my shoulders tore up. I've got to focus on getting it fixed.
Right.
That's my primary focus now. But I could not, I sucked it up and did whatever I had to do in support of accomplishing the mission, but it was not necessary for me to do the kind of things I normally do in respect to explanation, but more importantly, demonstration to get the point across in respect to the skill level of people that I was working with, it wasn't necessary. You know what I mean? Everything was easily understood, easily grasped, and technically applied extremely well. And we were able to be, actually, I was surprised at how aggressive we were able to progress throughout the training window. And I was very pleased, but it was a kind of a brain trust thing for me. I was completely drained when I got in. I got in midnight last night. I slept all day pretty much in the germ tube, so I couldn't go to sleep. And so I just stayed up and did chores, man. And I went to sleep about 6 a.m., got up at 11, and kicked off into the admin mode. And here I am speaking with you.
So
things going really well. I'm very pleased.
I'm good. I'm glad. Were you able to progress as aggressively as you did because you had some pretty good students? Were they fairly...
Well, skill level.
Yeah.
Yeah, skill level was a factor and is always a factor. However, the only discriminator in my mind's eye is an individual's ability to, one, be safe with their firearms and know what that is. You know, the application of muzzle awareness, finger out of the trigger guard, unless you've made the decision to fire and the gun is on target. It's pretty cut and dry, bro. You know, part of my end brief, before I do any level of training, the standard remains the same. Be safe or be gone. That's how it works. And there's been occasions, but people normally get it right up front and understand. You know, I explain it in detail, and of course, in respect to safety-related topics, and because of my standard of be safe or be gone, I provide them with extremely detailed and accurate guidance as it applies to safety. It's simply their responsibility to absorb that guidance, comprehend it, in turn, apply it 100% of the time. You know, you got to be able to multitask. You know what I mean? And that's one of the formative stages of an individual's development is can you apply basic and advanced safety concepts as you go about your business. Yes, must test.
Muzzle awareness. I kind of think muzzle awareness is one of those things, especially with a long gun, that is sort of like, I'm aware of it because I learned that in the military. But I had to learn that in the military because the carry handle that we had back in the 80s, which had the sights built on it, just because you had a sight picture with the carry handle did not mean you had muzzle awareness.
Correct.
Well, and now...
What you're talking about, if I may...
Sure.
You're double tapping two things.
Right.
Muzzle awareness is not... It's not the same thing as mask clearance. But I see how you are confusing the two very easily. Yes, muzzle awareness is the conscious thought and effort to keep your muzzle pointed in a safe direction until it's time to, you know, go to work. But when you are firing, and based on your physical position, your firing position, and what type of cover or concealment you're using, mask clearance refers to the muzzle being clear without any obstruction, so the projectile can, in fact, exit the bore and follow its trajectory to the target. So, and you don't hear mask clearance, you don't hear that technical terminology applied to small arms.
Right.
Okay? That is technical language that applies to indirect fire weapons. You know, I was 11, Charlie, a Mortarman, 60-millimeter Mortarman, well, 81-millimeter, 60-millimeter, whatever.
Let me get you, before you launch on this story, because I want to hear about this, because I used to work with the mortar guys. We're coming up on the first break. Follow Super Dave at combatspeed.com. Follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington on Instagram. Check him out. Well worth looking. Website, of course, that's where you're going to go to get all of that classroom information, what's coming up and such. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. I had to hold you up there on the mortar story.
Guess what?
Do you wish to continue the mortar story?
Well, I was actually just making, I was just clarifying that the technical language of mass clearance to mortar for indirect fire weapons. I didn't want people to, you know, get confused that that had anything to do with muzzle awareness, although it does, but not in that frame of mind.
I get it. I do get it. Let's talk about
that. Well, here's the bottom line. Okay. Muzzle awareness.
Yeah.
If I may be so bold, people may get spun up over this, but it'll spin down in a little while. The fact of the matter is, you know, you should always strive to keep your muzzle pointed in a safe direction, period. However, people do get flagged or swept. There's several different adjectives that float around out there in the business that describe or are meant to describe, you know, having a loaded weapon pointed at you. It happens. But with the circumstances being what they are, if or when it happens, it should happen as safely as humanly possible, provided, you know, the individual's level of understanding and training and conditioning in respect to, you know, indexing the finger outside of the trigger guard and keeping the weapon on mechanical safe, provided it has a mechanical safety at all times until you're ready to go to work. But it does happen, and, you know, people get spun out over it. And but people get weapons pointed at them on purpose all the time, and nobody seems to have a problem with that. But if it's accidental, oh, my God, you know, they get spun out. But here's part of the issue with it, if I may.
Sure.
It became, and you had made the reference to long guns earlier. Now, I took that to be you were referencing carbines, correct?
Yes.
Over pistols?
Yes.
Okay, cool. There's a gentleman that this past week had a little bit of difficulty applying muzzle awareness at all times because, in his mind, he was doing the right thing at the right time, but when he started to fire and maneuver, he was using a newer, and when I say newer, it was brand new to him, but it was a short, like a 10-inch pistol caliber carbine size.
Right.
And what I noticed right off the bat is as he was firing, maneuvering, and negotiating cover, what he would do is in support of being ready to fire when he got into position, he was mounting the weapon on target prior to even getting to his chosen position. Well, that's cool if you're going to keep your focus on the threat.
Right.
But he would mount the weapon on the threat, kind of cheat that whole muzzle awareness thing, and then his focus would shift to getting into position, and his weapon is just up and pointing anywhere his body physically moves. And he got a little wild a couple times, and of course we, you know, I explained to him in short order, you can be safe or be gone, it's your choice, but don't overthink it.
Right.
You know, a lot of people get, they get nervous. Some people are already nervous already. Because some of the safety Nazi stuff that gets hammered into them on an entry level, it doesn't carry over to, you know, flat range work does not necessarily carry over to real world application. And you have to understand advanced safety concepts and apply them. And he was having a little difficulty doing that. And I had to help him out on several occasions, and of course he was thankful. And but his biggest problem was, I'm worried about being safe. I'm worried about being safe, and that's all he could think about. So he really wasn't paying attention to the task at hand.
Right.
And his, needless to say, his multitasking skills were a little weak. We spoke about that as well. But that's why they call it training, bro. You know, you get out there, you put yourself out there, and you go to work. My name is Dave Harrington, not Jesus Christ. I make mistakes. I don't know everything. But, you know, when you make an error, what's important is how you handle it. You know, acknowledge it. Don't try to pretend like you didn't do it. because the only person you're fooling is yourself. Own it. Break it down. Understand why it happened. And simply don't do it again. And drive on.
Man is the learning animal, after all.
True. And I see it as a trainer's responsibility. If, you know, you call yourself a professional trainer, there is... Here's another spin-up point. There's a gray area where, you know, you take an entry-level cat that has never been exposed to advanced levels of awareness or application of advanced safety concepts and how they work or how they should work as a part of his natural either technical or tactical decision-making process, there's a gray area, man. You've got to give the guy a chance to learn. You know what I mean? If you drop the hammer on the dude on the first transgression, I mean, you know, that's a loss. I see that as a fail. I see that as a cadre-level fail.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying, when I say a loss, I mean send the guy home. I'm not saying address, you know, speak to and address the circumstances. I'm talking about just cashing a dude out. That would be a trainer's fail. There's a gray area. You have to give people a chance to get it. Even if you got to stay right on top of them and just tell them, yeah, I got my eye on you from here on out, dude. Take it to the bank. You're on double secret probation.
Gotcha.
And but give them a chance to put it together because there's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
And that was, I think, you had mentioned, I don't know if I'm just grasping well, straws here.
I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break.
Okay, go ahead.
I do want to talk about the state of training today. However, in the next segment, I would also like to get your impression of how you think things are going in Ukraine, just to see if, just for my own edification, to see if you and I are thinking on the same level.
Okay, I think I got some pretty unique thoughts, man.
Hang on to those. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Find it at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the war continuing in Ukraine and the Russians' convoy getting close to Kyiv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken still believes the Russians do not intend to use nuclear weapons.
Russia and the United States have long agreed that the actual use of nuclear weapons would be devastating and have devastating consequences for the entire world. And as we've stated many times, including earlier this year, following the meeting between President Biden and President Putin in Geneva, both of our countries have stated that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
The White House outlined a new strategy for the next phase of handling the pandemic, a roadmap for living with COVID. The National COVID-19 Preparedness Plan includes a test-to-treat approach, which involves allowing pharmacists to issue prescriptions on the spot for people who test positive. This is USA Radio News. Texas has made its decision on who will run for governor in November.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott won his party's nomination on Tuesday to seek a third term in office. This sets up a November contest with Democratic former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The two won their party primaries as the state held the first primary contest of the 2022 midterm elections. Texas primary voters also selected their party's nominees on Tuesday for the U.S. House of Representatives and other statewide offices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He and I joined the military about roughly the same time, although he stayed in until retirement time, which was probably about 17. How long did you stay in? When did you retire?
2003. June 1st, 2003. I was in 23 years total.
Okay. So you joined in...
78.
Okay, you joined a little earlier than I did. But in any event, most of your time is spent in special operations, which special operations is, while there are sort of peripheral things you may have to be able to do and do well, it really truly is all about a special way of waging combat. And doing certain things, which, you know, we're not going to get into, but it gives you a unique perspective for me as far as I am concerned. Let's talk about Ukraine and Russia. Now, my first blush with this is that I kind of think that Putin vastly either underestimated the Ukrainian resolve or he overestimated the Russian resolve, because the Russians, based upon what I'm hearing, they seem almost completely demoralized.
Okay. Well, I've been out of I'm not up to current events on the Ukraine gig, but I have a theory. You want to hear it?
I do.
I find it a little impossible that, you know, a key leader like Putin himself would throw his own guys under the bus. However, if you step back, here's where the S. Dave train of thought comes in. If you step back, and as sticky as that whole Ukraine situation is, you know, with the whole NATO aspects and all of that, what if everything that has taken place so far within the first week has been nothing but a probe, a probing action.
Right.
In which, you know, he you know, he cashed a check on the forces that he committed to see what happens as a probe and see where, you know, probes serve a purpose and identify things. And at whatever point, you know, he thinks he's identified the key nodes or what he's looking for, then we're going to see a different tact put into effect. Kind of a, you know, hey, let's throw X amount of guys under the bus, see where everything gels, and then see what we really need to take care of and what we need to take care of it with. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I'm a probe.
But if this is like coming back off that tangent, if this was like the main effort, poorly planned,
yeah,
poorly executed across the spectrum, but what I find extremely satisfying is not just the reaction of the Ukrainians. I mean, anybody worth their salt is going to step up when your home is being invaded and, you know, they plan to take it away from you. There's nowhere to go.
Right.
But the Russian people, you know, if they really collectively gel this, I mean, you could wind up changing the Russian leadership there shortly. I don't know what that would look like, but if the majority of Russians, you know, took it upon themselves to change the construct of their current situation, if there was ever a time to do it, the time's now. Would you not agree?
I would, and, you know.
Or am I overstepping my bounds?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, looking at them, I've been reading and seeing all of these. I guess this is probably one of the first times in recent history where they're recovering cell phones and checking them to see, check their texts with, like, their parents and everything else. And apparently the Russian soldiers were told that they would be welcome with open arms, and instead they've come into a country where they're converting all the beer houses into Molotov cocktail factories, and beauty queens and former professional boxing champions, they're all taking up weapons. They're giving out weapons to anybody that wants to take them. I mean, you got people that are my age, older than me, younger than some people we know, and they're all out there fighting. And I don't know. I'm of two minds about this. First of all, I'm stunned how fast Ukraine pivoted and went into this whole wartime footing. And I'm stunned they haven't taken Kiev yet. And I'm stunned that the Russians, after all this time and all these operations they've done, they don't understand the importance of logistics, and they're letting tanks run out of gas on their way.
It blows my mind. It really blows my mind, and I'll tell you why, dude. Look at Stalingrad. Look at the Battle of Stalingrad.
Yeah.
The Battle of Moscow itself. But, yeah, I mean, both perfect examples of the pros and the cons of warfare. And you're seeing them repeated, what is it, 75 years later? Is it 75 years or a few more? 77 years later?
A few more. A few, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of backstops that saying, those who choose to ignore history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
And from a military standpoint, I mean, come on, man. I'm glad they screwed it up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, looking at the Russians, I mean, they should know. I mean, even with the passage of time and all this other stuff, they were the ones that were laid siege to by the Nazis. And, I mean, the Nazis were the ones that galloped across Ukraine. Came at them hard, but they outran their logistical trains.
That's amazing.
That just kills me. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's probably some elements of World War II warfare that still hold true today. Maybe the equipment's a lot better and all this other stuff.
The equipment's a lot better, but it's going to it's guerrilla warfare mode now.
Yeah.
And will be. If it's not already in gear, it will be in gear here shortly. But it will be, if you think about it from a, special operations viewpoint, it's UW, it's got UW written all over it. Unconventional warfare written all over it. Guerrilla warfare.
Yeah. So, except the ones that are actually doing it are the Ukrainians.
Right.
Everything.
Normally that's how it goes.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to the story, man. I mean, everybody's kind of getting distracted with the actual bang, bang, boom going on.
I wouldn't trust.
There's a rat in the pantry, bro.
Yeah. We'll touch on that, and then we'll move on in the next segment. Super Dave, of course, is the owner proprietor and chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. And you can see certain elements and of everything that he does, because he is spread. His resources are spread way out there, and you can check them and check him, for example, on Facebook. Dave Harrington, commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. Lots of ways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Super Dave Harrington. Covered a few things. We're going to cover a couple more things before we go away. But all I was going to say is regarding Ukraine and Russia as far as what we're hearing coming out of there.
Right.
They're both fair, you know. Russia is known for not being straightforward with what's going on in anything that they do. I remember the Kursk, when the Kursk went down, and everybody's like, hey, do you need any help? With what?
Right.
Right? You got men at the bottom, on the ocean floor. No, nothing happened here, nothing to see here. So, I mean, they will do whatever they have to do to look a certain way. Zelensky, I would like to think good things about him, but he's done a couple of things, too, that is sort of, you know, sideways. So, I'm sorry that's happening, and at the same time, I understand why it's happening, and I get why it's happening, and I don't know what's going to happen next. But anyway, let's talk about the state of training. Now, you get to, in your capacity with Trigger Time TV, you get to see a bunch of guys that train people on a regular basis. You get to see a bunch of, you do a bunch of training yourself. You know a bunch of trainers and everything. Is this as good as it's going to get? I mean, it seems like we have a lot of really good people out there today to train people. But I've always thought training was the most neglected part of the gun culture.
I don't agree, and I'll tell you why.
I'm eager to hear.
Training is probably happening at a pace or a rate that can't be matched. It's never been this good. I can't remember. I mean, it's almost, you know, people kind of laughingly joke about it being an industry because there's really nothing official about it. You understand what I mean? But it's a cultural, the word I'm looking for.
I don't know.
It's a cultural necessity.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
If you want to be part of today's gun culture, well, what I love about the turnaround across the spectrum is there is an actual, by having so many people interested in training, you know, it's supply and demand. The personalities that currently exist within the firearms training industry realm, I like to consider myself one of them, is due to the simple fact that people want the type of knowledge and skill that goes with training. When I disagreed with you earlier, I understand your perspective, but allow me to influence your perspective. I think one of the most neglected aspects that takes place now is practicing.
Right.
People don't practice enough. As a matter of fact, kind of an impossibility. I mean, how can you practice too much if you truly want to be good at something? You know, it's like, you know, I get, you know, people will pay me a compliment here and there, you know, hey, man, you're really good at this. How'd you get that way? Well, they can't make the time link right away. But the standard is, it's my job. It's what I do. I should be good at it, and I'm going to be good at it. So I put the time in on the guns, and I practice. I don't just learn. I don't go somewhere and learn something new, because that's what training is about, learning something new or being exposed to a different method of application or a different environment that has an influence on altering how you go about doing business, but you have to practice it. There is no automatic pilot. Now, a couple of things. If you happen to, quick focus on economics. Training and practice, and it's an economic equation as well. If you look at what it's going to take to invest, most importantly, your time and your energy and resources into becoming good, and good being whatever level in your mind's eye that you've established, you know, whatever your goals are as an individual, it's going to take time, energy, and resources to get there. But the individual controls the amount of time it takes to accomplish those goals. You see what I mean?
I do.
So when somebody asks me, wow, you're really good at that, but how long did it take you to get there? I can't, in truth, really say, because I have been training and practicing in this environment for 30 plus years. You see what I mean?
I do.
So I also see it as part of my responsibility to have a well thought out and focused program to run that they can participate in and actually have takeaways to practice. Because, you know, normally, you know, your average bear can afford a 2-day gig maybe once, twice a year. If you are of the socioeconomic, geopolitical level that you can train once a quarter, enjoy yourself. But there's a trap. Some of those cats, I see this quite often. I hate it when it happens, and I do point it out. The dudes that can afford to train once a quarter, that's all they do. And that training event is their practice. You see what I mean?
I do.
They kind of have the intent of, I'm just going to go out, spend a couple of days on the range, shoot with Dave, knock the rust off, and call it good. Wait a minute, dude. Let's talk about that for a minute. You see what I mean? If you want to be good, you got to put the time in on the guns. You have to practice. But then how do you go about practicing to achieve your goals? And I've been working on a formula. How much time do I have, bro? I don't know if
you
have time to squeeze this one in.
You have about a minute and a half.
Okay, real quick. I'm working on a new formula in which, see, check this out. Used to be, agree or disagree. Used to be you had to learn A before you were supposed to B, right? And then test out on A to learn B, and then same process over and over. So you slowly acquire knowledge and ability, right?
Right.
But in respect to marksmanship, your combat marksmanship ability is going to thrive off of, and it's actually a parasitic relationship, your combat marksmanship ability is going to thrive off of your basic understanding of marksmanship, as well as your marksmanship skill. Now, dig this. The trap is in thinking that you have to spend your time, energy, and resources and achieve X amount of marksmanship skill first before you are exposed to the mechanics of combat marksmanship and what that environment is going to require of you. You see what I mean?
I do.
So the new formula that I'm working on, I'm trying to crack the code on how to do both. What is the balance of sanity in respect to strict, focused marksmanship training and practice and how to do it?
Got to hold it right there because we are out of time. But we will pick it up. We will pick it up. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You know, I really enjoy hanging out with you.
Roger that.
Take care.
Super Dave Harrington, CombatSpeed.com. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.